Hey there, the name is Big Riggins, and I love anything that moves on land, wind, or water. And this is my little one.
Hi, I'm Lil Riggins, and I love fixing up vehicles with my dad. He's a mechanic.
That's right. If a contraption has wheels, wings, propellers, or springs, you can bet that I can fix it.
We can fix anything that can take you from one place to another.
And today, we've got a job that's out of this world.
Oh, can I say what we're fixing, Dad?
Be my guest.
We're fixing an actual spaceship. You ever fix a spaceship before, Dad?
Can't say I have. This will be the first one. You ever fix a spaceship before, little buddy?
You know I haven't.
Well then, this should be a new frontier for both of us. You want to tell us where we are?
Yeah, we're in our truck outside the launch area of the spaceship. There are gates all around us and guards, and we need special badges just to get in.
That's right. We're coming up to the security gate right now. So I'm gonna roll down the window. Get ready to show your special badge to the guard.
Ready.
Howdy, Big Riggins and Lil Riggins.
Here to fix up the spaceship.
Thank you kindly.
Inside the launch area.
And we should be able to see the spaceship in about 3 seconds. Want to count us down, Lil Riggins?
Yeah. 3.
2. 1.
Double wow. There it is. The spaceship. And it's huge.
Yep, this spaceship is over 200 feet tall, which is nearly as tall as the Statue of Liberty.
It's the tallest vehicle I've ever seen, ever.
It's something, all right. A spaceship is one of the most impressive inventions. It lets us leave Earth and explore outer space, which is something that seemed like it could only happen in our wildest dreams until recently.
Who invented the spaceship, Dad?
The spaceship wasn't invented by just one person. It came to be from some of the smartest people in the world. Scientists, mathematicians, engineers, coming together and working for years and years to help humankind reach the stars. And you and me, Lil Riggins, are going to be a part of that history by helping to fix this spaceship.
Cool. So, Dad, what are we fixing? The rocket boosters? The control panel?
No, that's a little too complicated for a mechanic like me. But we're still going to fix something that's really cool. Today, we're going to fix the remote manipulator arm.
The what?
The remote manipulator arm is a giant robotic arm that is in the middle section of the spacecraft. The arm can be used by the astronauts in the front cabin by remote control to move heavy cargo and important equipment around while they are in outer space.
I don't see any robotic arms, Dad.
Well, that's because it's inside the cargo area of the spacecraft. We need the pod bay doors to open in order to see it and repair it.
Oh, and how do we open the pod bay doors? They look way too big for us to open.
Good eye there. We definitely can't open these doors by ourselves. We need to call someone, and they will open it for us with the push of a button.
Kinda like a garage door opener.
You got it. I'll call in on the radio and ask them to open the doors. Mission Control. This is Big Riggins, over.
Big Riggins, this is Hal with Mission Control, over.
I'd like you to open the pod bay doors, please, Hal. Over.
That's a 10-4. Opening the pod bay doors whenever you're ready. Over.
Count us down, Lil Riggins.
3, 2, 1.
Pod bay doors opening.
Amazing.
Thank you, Mission Control. Over and out.
This is so cool. The giant doors at the top of the space shuttle just opened up. And there it is. What's it called again, Dad?
The remote manipulator arm. But I don't think it'll be offended if we just call it the robot arm. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I'll say. I didn't expect it to be so long.
Yeah, it can extend and moves around kind of like
a crane.
Exactly. And when the spacecraft is on scientific missions, the robot crane arm can move things from the cargo bay to where the astronauts need it, in outer space.
That is awesome. So, what's wrong with it?
I'll show you. Let's go to the shuttle's cockpit.
Really? Okay.
This control panel is supposed to control the robotic arm.
It looks like a joystick.
So it does. Anyway, the robot arm moves fine when I move the joystick to the left. But it has trouble moving the other way.
Yeah. I see that. It's not nearly as smooth when it's moving the other way.
Right. And the robotic arm has to work perfectly when it's in space, or it could damage the equipment it's moving. But don't worry. Looks like a repair is in order, and I'm fixing to fix it. I have to go down to the cargo bay and check on one of the hydraulic connections of the robot arm. Lil Riggins, I need you to stay here and man the control panel.
Really?
Of course. This is a two-person job, and you're the best helper a dad could have.
Thanks, Dad.
I'll contact you by radio. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Good luck.
read me?
I read you, Dad.
Great. I'm going to make my repair. When I tell you to, move the joystick to the right.
Yes, sir.
Almost. Done. There. Lil Riggins, give it a try now.
You got it, Dad. Moving the joystick to the right. Woohoo!
I'm back.
It looks fixed. Did we fix it?
It sure seems that way to me. But the smart folks at the space program are going to test it, retest it, triple test it, and quadruple test it before their space launch tonight. Oh, and that reminds me, I got a special surprise for you.
Are we going to watch the space launch?
Even better. We're going to ride in the spaceship while they deliver cargo to the space station.
No way. Our first space mission?
Yep. If that's okay with you, that is.
That would be stellar, Dad.
Then let's get suited up. Spacesuit. On.
Space helmet.
On.
Space gloves.
On. Seat belts.
On. And just in time.
T-minus 30 seconds.
The astronauts are coming into the space shuttle. We're going to launch right now.
T-minus 15 seconds.
Count us down, Lil Riggins.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Launch our sequence has started.
Ignition.
Lift off. Wow.
Dad, do you want to count the stars?
Now that's a great thing to do in outer space. Ready?
Ready. One star.
Two stars.
Three stars.
Four stars. You know, Lil Riggins, I think there are too many stars in the sky to count.
I know. I was just being a silly goose. Honk, honk.
You got me, Lil buddy. You know, this might be the most amazing moment of my life. And I'm so glad you are here with me, Lil Riggins, sharing this experience.
Me too. And look, Dad, The astronauts are using the remote manipulator arm to move around some important space cargo.
Now that's a sight to see. And so is that. Look.
Wow. It's Earth. It looks so pretty.
That it does. Let's just take it all in for a moment.
Yeah. This is just the most amazing day ever, Dad.
I couldn't agree more.
Are we going to land back on Earth soon?
In a little bit.
That's good, Dad, because I'm getting real sleepy.
Then go to sleep. I can't think of a better place to nap in the whole universe than right here, floating in the stars.
Thanks, Dad. Dad, can we sing our sleepy song?
You bet.
Whether it floats or flies in the sky, if something's broke, it's a job for you and I. Step by step, we'll learn.